Welcome to another episode of the Army Real Talk segment of AUSA's Army Matters podcast. I am Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Programs Directorate, and I am joined by guest co-host Chief Warrant Officer 3, Steve Collins, U.S. Army retired. Hello, Chief Collins. I am so excited about having you join me and co-host one of AUSA's Army Matters podcast. Listeners, Chief Collins has an extensive background as he is currently serving the United States Army as an Army civilian in the role of Supervisory Logistics Management Specialist. He retired honorably from the United States Army as a Chief Warrant Officer 3 in October 2008 and entered civil service in August 2008. Throughout his 32 years of combined U.S. Army active duty military service and Department of the Army civil service career, Chief Collins has served in a variety of positions. His tour of duty started in 1988 and continues today, and his deployments in real-world contingencies were many, to include Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. In addition to his extensive military and professional experience, Chief Collins has received several decorations and awards throughout his career. But what I believe he is most proud of is being a devoted husband to Mrs. Nicole Renee Collins, father to 4 children, and grandfather to 2. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Ms. Curry. It is really an honor to be here with you, Mr. Freeman, your audience. I'm excited to learn about the National Memorial and Mr. Freeman's role, his contribution, and making this possible. Really excited to be here. Thank you, ma'am.
I'm so glad to hear. And as you stated, we are here with C. Freeman, who is the Vice President of the National Desert Storm War Memorial Association. Mr. Freeman, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here with you too.
I am so happy that you are here to share a little bit about the memorial, but I would love to hear a little bit about yourself to include your military service. Please share with our audience.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a general contractor here in Houston, Texas. I have a wife of 29 years. Her name is Christy. I have a son and a daughter, Justin and Madison. I served with the 82nd Airborne Division in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I was with the 82nd Signal Battalion as a 31 Charlie, which is a rat rig operator. I was in for 3 years active, and after I left active duty, I then joined and served 2.5 years in the Army National Guard here in Texas.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. And I am excited about hearing about your exciting news. So please share with our audience what is going on with the Desert Storm Memorial.
Well, I'd like to start out saying the exciting news is we are in the process of designing and building the National Desert Storm and Desert Shield Memorial in the nation's capital. It's a very great journey that we're taking, and I'm very proud to be part of this again.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about this journey. How did this come about?
Well, I started out just volunteering as a volunteer at the first annual golf tournament that the National Desert Storm and Desert Shield Memorial put on in Austin, Texas. I had a friend of mine that actually hosted it, and I saw it on Facebook and thought, wow, this is pretty cool. So I just called him up and asked him if I could volunteer, possibly bring some money from Houston, and just work. I know what it takes to put on a golf tournament, and just wanted to be a worker, didn't want to golf. And so during that process, I got to meet a few of the board members that were there present. In the course of getting to know them, I let them know what I did for a living. I was a design build general contractor. About a week later after the golf tournament, they gave me a call and asked me if I wanted to serve on the board. They had a position that was available on the design team, and I didn't hesitate and jumped on the opportunity right away. So that's how I got started with the memorial journey.
Mr. Freeman, what an honor to share your story. I definitely appreciate your service, and thanks for joining us today. So where will the Desert Storm War Memorial be located? Can you tell us any more information about it?
Yes, sir. We have been approved for the site at the corner of 23rd Avenue and Constitution Avenue, which is about 300 meters from the Lincoln Memorial, right close to the National Mall. We are not on the National Mall, but we are in Area 1, which is considered right there in the reserve. So very, very prominent spot. We're adjacent to the Veterans Memorial. So we're all amongst the other war memorials that's right there by the National Mall.
So tell me, when did your association first set their sights on building this memorial?
Scott Stump, our president and CEO, started it around 2010, 2011. And it came to his mind that, hey, Desert Storm might just be a footnote in history. That didn't set well with him. So he sought out to look about how it is to get this memorial in D.C. in our nation's capital. So it will not be forgotten in history.
That's excellent. That is excellent. So what is the goal of the memorial?
Our goal has always been to honor those that served in Desert Storm and Desert Shield. Over 700,000, you know, men and women in uniform served during those conflicts. And we always wanted to remember the fallen and to educate the world about Desert Shield and Desert Storm and the victory that we took place back in 1991.
So exactly when do you plan to break ground? What's the timeline that you're looking at?
Our goal, and it's always been a goal from the onset, is to break ground sometime in 2021. As you know, that's our 30-year anniversary. I can't believe it's been that long, and I can't believe I'm that old. But that has been our goal. It's a challenging process, you know, that we have strived to be, you know, get this done within 10 years. It's just a process that we're going through. So that is our goal, is to break ground in 2021. February 28th is our 30-year anniversary, so we would love to have some kind of ceremony or something that we would break ground, or at least have the forethought of putting it out there that that's when it should happen. So it's an aggressive goal, but that's what we're shooting for.
Mr. Freeman, I'll definitely tell you that it definitely is near and dear to my heart, having served in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, to be something where future generations can continue to go so they don't forget about Desert Shield and Storm and the sacrifices that we all made. Just like you said, the 700,000 plus or minus men and women that served, whether there's a lot of different roles, whether they were contractors, multinational forces. I mean, it took all of us pulling together with unity in order to, you know, weather the storm, so to speak, and liberate Kuwait. So I'm definitely excited to see this memorial and everything be completed and be able to go there and visit and reflect on the things that we did.
Yeah, we're looking so forward to that day. Just the thought of, you know, the Gold Star families that'll be there represented, the soldiers who are there. It still gives me chills to think about it. It's just going to be a very unique memorial, very near and dear to everybody's heart that served there.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I definitely think that the location that you guys chose is really a great thing, even with Constitution Avenue, like you said, right there at the corner of 23rd Street and Constitution, because I can remember returning home in 1991 when the war was over, you know, all the parades and everything. Every time soldiers returned back to the United States, there were welcome parades out there on Constitution Avenue, so what an awesome sight.
It is. It's very representative of Desert Storm and what we went through. And, you know, that parade marched right down that street, right by that site. So it has some meaning. And it's also adjacent to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which is, you know, all of our senior leaders were Vietnam veterans, which is kinship, a connection there, too. So it's an unbelievable sight. We're very blessed and very happy and honored to have that site. So now we just got to finish the mission.
That is really touching. I'm excited. So, Mr. Freeman, could you tell us a little bit about the memorial's design, the conceptual design?
Yes, we do have the final conceptual design approval, and we're going for the final approval, hopefully by November timeframe. But yes, just to state from our designers, the memorial is about a third of an acre. It is an oasis set between two dune forms rising out of the fabric of the surrounding National Mall. Within the landform, two curving walls encircle a shaded grove. In the middle of the curved walls will be a fountain that will have each of the coalition countries' name inscribed in English and in their native language. That enables visitors from around the world to come and visit and reflect upon what their country did and the sacrifices of all that served in Desert Storm. And it's just a unique memorial compared to the others. It is a park setting, and it will be just a place of reflection, and hopefully everybody will be able to reflect on what happened those months. It's pretty exciting. So the final designs has to be done, but we've put out several things on our website about what it looks like. In a nutshell, that's what it's going to look like. Be very, very fitting for Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Mr. Freeman, how is the National Desert Storm War Memorial Association promoting the memorial?
We have a good Facebook platform that we have. It's the National Desert Storm War Memorial. So on our Facebook, it's very informational. Put it out daily. We're always updating what's going on, what's happening. We have a great website that we have out there to put the information out. And we also have a newsletter that we put out ever so often, especially on milestones and things. And then across the nation, we have lots of volunteers that are putting the word out. I mean, just word of mouth, grassroots, whatever, you know, bake sales, things like that. It's amazing what the soldiers of Desert Storm have stepped up to do to try to help promote this. So currently that's what we're doing. We do news releases every now and then, but the Facebook and the newsletter and the website and, you know, associations like AUSA putting us out there to their members, it's wonderful. So in a nutshell, that's where we're at with our media and how we get the word out. But I always tell everybody, just tell somebody. They'll tell somebody and they'll tell somebody. So eventually the word will get out and let everybody know what's happening.
I'll tell you, Mr. Freeman, I really think that's really great news that you shared with getting the word out. And I'll have to tell you that it was a blessing in disguise when I was reached out to and sought to help co-host and communicate with you, because until I was contacted, this was all new to me. And I'll tell you, a lot of the information that was available was pretty awesome. I mean, we're all accustomed to using Google. And when I started looking it up, I couldn't believe that this has really kind of been, I guess, the initial foundation around 2010 when this thing kicked off to present. So this has been around for the last 10 years, and to finally see it come into fruition with a target date of 2021, I really think it's awesome to be able to share in this. It's very exciting.
Well, thank you very much. That's very encouraging.
Well, Mr. Freeman, on behalf of my husband who served during Desert Storm and all others like yourself, we thank you. We thank your association. And I believe our listeners are excited to learn about the National Desert Storm War Memorial. But that's about all the time we have now. And I want to, again, thank you, Mr. Freeman, as well as thanking you, Chief Collins, for your service. And I'm really, really excited about this current endeavor. So thank you, gentlemen.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Monday with a brand new episode of Army Matters with Army Real Talk. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.